In the Delaware Treasurer's race this month, political novice Colleen Davis defeated incumbent Republican Ken Simpler, and lots of eyebrows went up. That's because Davis does not have a business or economics background. She's a physician's assistant and healthcare consultant. And not long after being elected, Davis was arrested for driving with a suspended license, the fourth time she has been charged with that offense. The state Republican Party wants an investigation into her fitness for office. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Davis's victory was the exclamation point on the blue wave that swept Democrats into all nine statewide elective offices. She told WHYY this week that during her campaign, she received a speeding ticket. Busy with the race, she missed the court date.
I made the mistake of not coming to court on the date that they gave me. I had requested another date and didn't get the notification.
Davis insisted she didn't realize her driving privileges had been suspended and drove her minivan while stumping for votes. Her previous driving while suspended cases were in 1997, when she was a teenager, and 2001 and 2003. All ended with guilty pleas, but two were to the lesser charge of failing to reinstate her license. After the latest arrest, Davis said she went to court, paid a $50 fine, and got her license temporarily reinstated. She's due back in court in 2 weeks to deal with the case. But the GOP wants to prevent Davis from taking office in January.
We have an individual that has been elected into office that has numerous violations, lost her license four times, and seems to forget the fact that she doesn't attend court hearings. I just think it's irresponsible, and the Ethics Commission should take a look at her and see if she's ethically capable of holding the position.
State law doesn't appear to give the Ethics Commission the power to scrutinize the behavior of a winning candidate who hasn't taken office or remove an elected official from office. But Davis said she is prepared to defend herself. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.